Chapter 33. We all stared at Ogden Morrow in stunned silence. "How did you get in here?" H finally asked, once he'd managed to pick his jaw up off the floor. "This is a private chat room."
"Yes, I know," Morrow said, looking a bit embarrassed. "I'm afraid I've been eavesdropping on the four of you for quite some time now, and I hope you'll accept my sincere apologies for invading your privacy. I did it with only the best intentions, I promise you."
"With all due respect, sir," Artemis said, "you didn't answer his question. How did you gain access to this chat room without an invitation, and without any of us even knowing you were here?"
"Forgive me," he said. "I can see why this might concern you. But you needn't worry. My avatar has many unique powers, including the ability to enter private chat rooms uninvited." As Morrow spoke, he walked over to one of H's bookshelves and began to browse through some vintage role-playing game supplements. "Prior to the original launch of the Oasis, when Jim and I created our avatars, we gave ourselves super user access to the entire simulation. In addition to being immortal and invincible, our avatars could go pretty much anywhere and do pretty much anything. Now that Anorak is gone, my avatar is the only one with these powers." He turned to face the four of us. "No one else has the ability to eavesdrop on you, especially not the Sixers. Oasis chat room encryption protocols are rock solid, I assure you." He chuckled lightly. "My presence here notwithstanding."
"He knocked over that stack of comic books," I said to H. "After our first meeting in here, remember? I told you it wasn't a software glitch."
Og nodded and gave us a guilty shrug. "That was me. I can be pretty clumsy at times."
There was another brief silence, during which I finally worked up the courage to speak to Morrow directly. "Mr. Morrow," I began.
"Please," Morrow said, raising a hand. "Call me Og."
"All right," I said, laughing nervously. Even under the circumstances, I was completely starstruck. I couldn't believe I was actually addressing the Ogden Morrow.
"Og,
would you mind telling us why you've been eavesdropping on us?"
"Because I want to help you," he replied. "And from what I heard a moment ago, it sounds as though you could all use my help."
We all exchanged nervous looks, and Og seemed to detect our skepticism.
"Please, don't misunderstand me," he continued. "I'm not going to give you any clues or provide you with any information to help you reach the egg. That would ruin all the fun, wouldn't it?"
He walked back over to us, and his tone turned serious. "Just before he died, I promised Jim that in his absence, I would do everything I could to protect the spirit and integrity of his contest. That's why I'm here."
"But sir,
Og," I said,
"in your autobiography, you wrote that you and James Halliday didn't speak during the last 10 years of his life."
Morrow gave me an amused smile. "Come on, kid," he said. "You can't believe everything you read." He laughed. "Actually, that statement was mostly true. I didn't speak with Jim for the last decade of his life, not until just a few weeks before he died." He paused, as if calling up the memory. "At the time, I didn't even know he was sick. He just called me up out of the blue, and we met in a private chat room, much like this one. Then, he told me about his illness, the contest, and what he had planned. He was worried there might still be a few bugs in the gates, or that complications might arise after he was gone that would prevent the contest from proceeding as he'd intended."
"You mean like the Sixers?" Shoto asked.
"Exactly," Og said, "like the Sixers. So Jim asked me to monitor the contest and to intervene if it ever became necessary."
He scratched his beard.
"To be honest, I didn't really want the responsibility, but it was the dying wish of my oldest friend, so I agreed. And for the past 6 years, I've watched from the sidelines. And even though the Sixers have done everything to stack the odds against you, Somehow you four have persevered. But now, after hearing you describe your current circumstances, I think the time has finally come for me to take action to maintain the integrity of Jim's game.
Artemis, Shoto, H, and I all exchanged looks of amazement, as if seeking reassurance from one another that this was all really happening.